Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Nutraceutical enthusiasts, including farmers, participated in an inaugural workshop recently geared at developing the general knowledge and understanding of requirements for nutraceutical products and operations. We tell you more on today's program and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them find you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces, a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
Over 40 nutraceutical enthusiasts, including farmers, recently benefited from a business opportunity workshop hosted by the National Commission on Science and Technology, NCST. The workshop, held under the theme Growing Your Nutraceutical Enterprise, sought to sensitize the participants about expanding an entity in the sector both locally and abroad.
In order to build this industry, we can access the international market in a positive and professional way. We must get it right from the start. And that is why we have invited farmers, legislators, come together, understand the challenges and also the opportunities that is here.
President, Small Business Association of Jamaica, SBAJ, Hugh Johnson. The workshop featured regulatory bodies such as the Ministry of Health, Bureau of Standards Jamaica BSJ, Jamaica Promotions Corporation JAMPRO, Jamaica Intellectual Property Office JIPO, Scientific Research Council SRC, and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. The organizations outlined the processes and procedures in the industry.
For those of you who really want to grow your operations and get into the export marketing space, look at how you can formalize your business, how you can band together in a group to take advantage of larger opportunities.
Manager for the Tourism and Agribusiness Department at JAMPRO, Carol Straw. Subject areas included distinctions between a food and a drug, procedures to manufacture and distribute nutraceuticals, requirements for businesses in testing, packaging, and labeling of products, opportunities available for promoting products in the international marketplace, the importance of trademark and patenting in business, formalizing business and organizational practices, meeting regulatory and export requirements, and the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise MSME policy. The workshop was the first of two to be held this month. The other is scheduled for March 23 at the Holiday Inn in Montego Bay, St. James. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Old file can't sharpen new machete. Translation: an old file cannot sharpen a new machete. And this means you need the right tool for the job.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.